Okay, that was Laszlo Gardoni, Gemstones, from his CD called Life in Real Time. And the featured players, we have Bill Pierce, Don Braden, Stan Strickland, John Lockwood, and Yoron Israel. So Yoron Israel's on drums, John Lockwood on bass, Stan Strickland on saxophone, Don Braden on saxophone, Bill Pierce also on saxophone, Laszlo Gardoni on piano. So the U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, stay home so you don't infect others. It's a public message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. All right, so got some information from the ADL about what's happening here in Tufts regarding Jewish life on campus. Tufts has 1,000 Jewish undergraduate students. That comprises 15% of the undergraduate student population. There are approximately 500 Jewish graduate students at Tufts. There is a Hillel, Chabad, and Jewish Greek organizations. Well, here's what's happening on campus. Tufts has a history of BDS campaigns on campus. In March 2022, Tufts SJP launched a BDS campaign calling for the boycott of Sabra and Pillsbury products, as well as calling for students to refuse to join groups or projects that normalize or benefit Israel. In March 2024, three BDS resolutions were adopted by the Tufts Community Union. One called for the administration to divest from companies tied to Israel. One called for University Donning to end the sale of any Israeli products. And one called on the university to recognize a Palestinian genocide, to apologize for Tufts President Sunil Kumar's statements on the Israeli-Hamas conflict, and to hold a meeting between Kumar, the deans, and the Coalition for Palestinian Liberation at Tufts. In June 2022, Tufts SJP promoted the Boston Mapping Project, a website that contains an interactive map pinpointing locations of many Boston-area Jewish communal and other organizations that the anonymous creators charge with the colonization of Palestine. In the aftermath of the October 7 Hamas attacks, student groups including Tufts SJP and Tufts Revolutionary Marxists made comments celebrating Hamas's attack on Israel. Rallies featured anti-Zionist rhetoric, and in November, a lawn sign was spotted on campus that read, "Homeland or Death," above a Palestinian flag. During part of the debate over the 2024 BDS resolution, Jewish students were spat on and subjected to stomach-churning anti-Semitic taunts and jeering from their peers, according to the Hillel director. University policies and responsive action. In 2021, the university conducted a comprehensive study to address the growth of anti-Semitism on campus, which informed its 2023 response. University leadership developed a plan to address anti-Semitism on campus, including introducing anti-bias content, more resources to promote healthier dialogue, and potential changes to how the university recognizes and funds student organizations. Since October 7, the university has hosted community dialogues about the conflict, and the university chaplaincy has held weekly multi-faith gatherings for students. Additionally, Tufts recently established a coordinated response team and Tufts Talks Openly, which offers training opportunities for faculty, students, and staff, including sessions on understanding anti-Semitism. Tufts established an Israel-Hamas war webpage, which includes resources for students. The frequently asked questions section notes that individuals or organizations calling for the genocide of Jews would be in violation of university policy. Well, it's very interesting. incidence high, severe anti-Semitic and anti-Zionist incidence high, other anti-Semitic and anti-Zionist incidents, many, hostile and anti-Zionist student government activity, hostile anti-Zionist student groups, and anti-Semitic speakers or programs on campus. Yep. So that's from the Anti-Defamation League. All right. We'll have one more. Something from Albert. Only Human.
Thank you. Tave apitu pyatnitsu u pyatnitsu prapovyaya prapov svayu telitsu Треба знати, як гуляти. Треба знати, як брехати. Ой, хежбон цедек, адовати. Пред пайно Хазайном отвечати. Пані п'єм, та п'єм, та мі гуляє. Un mir trinken jain azoi vimai Un mir zogn alle zusammen l'chai Via tot ich ma Min ha-shomai Stave apitu subotu subotu prapovyaya prapov svayu robotu Треба знати, як гуляти. Треба знати, як брехати. Ой, хежбон цедек, адовати. Пред пайно Хазайном отвечати. А мі п'єм, та п'єм, та мі гуляєм. Un mir trinken jain azoi Un mir zogn alle zusammen l'chaim Via tot ich ma Min ha-shomayim
Ah, that was Meir Simcha Rifkin, Stav Yapetu, from Expressions of the Soul. Before that, we heard Albert, his CD called Only Human, and that was the same title. And let's see, I think I've announced all the other ones. So I'm going to share a little bit from Kol Chevra. This is volume 4, number 1, a special Yahrzeit edition. It's by Sheila DeVor Schlosser. Oh, I think there's two S's in her name. I don't think I spelled it right. All right. So it's entitled, I Absolutely Forbid You to Be Sad. Shlomo Karlbach, my teacher and Rebbe. Shlomo had favorite stories that he would tell over whenever he felt the mood of the audience needed to hear. Once, when he was talking to a mixed audience of Jews and Gentiles, he gave over the following, which I feel he would be retelling now. There's a story in the Talmud that there was a ship in a big storm, and everyone aboard was worried and crying, and a little boy was lying on the deck taking his sunbath. The people asked him, "Aren't you afraid?" He said, "No. My father is the captain." You know, sometimes our ship looks like it's sinking, but it isn't. And there's one more unbelievable Torah. You know, when people are sad, they move away from each other. And when people are happy, they want to be so close. Well, sometimes davening in the Karlbach Shul is like taking a Shabbos or Yom Tov sunbath on the deck of life. It's great. The more we pray as one soul, the closer we get. The closer we get, the less fearful and happier we become. It is a blessing that can never be taken lightly or taken for granted. We have learned the hard way that it involves a commitment on our part to be there for each other and to respect our own and each other's neshamas. On the Shabbos morning, when we had to daven with broken hearts, knowing Shlomo was waiting by the front door of the shul, but this time in a casket, I found myself shouting out, "Shlomo says, I absolutely forbid you to be sad." I was there at that Levaya. We needed a zest to get us moving toward oneness. A little poking. I'm keeping Shlomo's spiritual legacy to us alive in our davening. Our commitment to learning, our caring and sharing, has helped us to feel Shlomo's presence surrounding us. But even feeling Shlomo's presence does not mean that we can ever get over missing him. I remember those Thursday evening learnings, which most times were held an hour after he came back from a trip. The first year of yeshiva was scheduled at Shlomo's convenience, many times at midnight. I remember his Friday evening greetings to everyone as they came into the shul. His hair still wet from the mikveh, and the Friday evening tish full of learning, singing, and snatched naps. I remember the shooing everyone home so that he could get some rest. On Shabbos morning, I appreciated the most his continuing Rabbi Eli Chaim's Zatzal's Shabbos morning learnings. Those of us who got there early were privileged to share a cup of coffee or tea and a piece of cake with Shlomo. He would then go to the bookshelves and pile up Sephorim on the table, which we would bring downstairs to the little table and take our seats among the dozen or so chairs that semi-circled him. Sometimes Shlomo would learn with us from Rabbi Nachman or the Ishbitzer. Sometimes a story would come into his head from a question or after acknowledging a newcomer. Sometimes he would share a recent personal experience, but always he was learning on the deepest and highest level, and so, so precious, because it went straight to our neshamas. The Shabbos itself always included extra learnings and a kiddush lunch, the highest shalosh shodos, third meal, with the energy growing as we sang the songs of this special meal. The healing Rishna Rebbe's nigun and Shlomo's Krakow nigun left us waiting for an awesome quiet moment while Shlomo brought down a Mashiach Torah. The Malava Malkas would tie up the days and bring us to a new level by the stories and singing. Of course we miss him. How could we not? But don't forget, Shlomo absolutely forbids us to be sad. He said, "Have you ever seen a person who is completely sad? Not one ounce of joy left? You talk to them. You feel like a cemetery, right? I mean, how much do you love going to cemeteries? I want you to know, friends, again, I want to bless you and me. The most important thing is, even in the darkest moments of your life, don't stop being filled with joy for no reason. And Gavalt, we are alive, and there's one God. Love and blessings to all. Beautiful. Sheila Devorah Schlosser. That's very nice. E-I. I think I spelled both of her names wrong. We'll have to fix that. Okay, so Shlomo Carlbach next. Yaribon Olam here on the Voicemobile.
Shalom, my beautiful friends, my beautiful brothers and sisters. We're here, we all are here. Together with all of Israel, together with the whole world. To sing with you. And just to warm your heart a little bit. In case it's cold. Good.
Just a little announcement that the Belmont Farmers Market is opening Thursday, June 6th, in the Belmont Center parking lot. And I'm looking forward to that. All the other markets, I'm sure, are opening up as well. You have one in Arlington, and you have one in Medford, you have one in Cambridge, Somerville, all around. So that's great, because you can get the produce right from the farmers. There's all kinds of other wonderful things, and sometimes performances. New vendors are coming, and it sounds like it'll be quite wonderful. So there's that to look forward to. So what else? Let's see. Wanted to share a parak of Tehillim, as I like to do, which is the Psalms attributed to King David. And let's do 130. I'll read the English first and then the Hebrew. Song of Ascents. From the depths I called you, Hashem, my Lord. Hear my voice. May your ears be attentive to the sound of my pleas. If you preserve iniquities, O God, my Lord, who could survive? For with you is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I put confidence in Hashem. My soul put confidence, and I hope for his word. I yearn for my Lord among those longing for the dawn, those longing for the dawn. Let Israel hope for Hashem, for with Hashem is kindness, and with him is abundant redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all its iniquities. Shir Hamalos, Mima Amakim, Kirasicha, Adonai. Adonai Shima Vecholi, Tichena Aznecha, Kashuvos, Lekol Tachanunai. Imavanos Tishmaya, Adonai Mi Yaamod. Kimucha Haslicha, Lamaan Tivare, Kivisi Adonai, Kivisa Nafshi, Velid Varo Chachalti, Nafshi La Adonai. Mishomarim laboker, shomarim laboker, Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki ime Adonai hachesed v'harbei imo fidus, v'hu yivda es Yisrael mikol avanosav. Also share with you the song that we sing after we learn in the morning, Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, Hanesunim b'tzorah, b'tzorah u'b'shivya, ha'omedim bein b'yom u'bein b'yabasham. Ha'makom yirachem, yirachem aleihem, v'yotziyem b'tzorah livacha me'afel aliyah. Mishibud legiula hashta bakala uvisma kari venomar amen. Our brothers, the entire family of Israel, who are delivered into distress and captivity, whether they are on sea or dry land, may the omnipresent one have mercy on them and remove them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption, now, speedily, and soon. And let us say, Amen. All right.
Dee-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- ever sing with us? Dini da 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 da.
Oh,
Wow, that was wild. That was recorded live at the Phoenix Theatre in Melbourne, Australia, September 14th and 15th, 2010. And the electric guitar on that was Steve Magnusson. That was Shlomo Katz. We had two songs, Yartzeit Nigun and Shema Kaleinu. And now we're going to go out of here with Mizrach, Baruch Alokeinu. And let's see. Yeah, this is what we want. I hope you're having a wonderful day. It turned out nice.
Thank you. חלוקנו, שבאנו לכבודו, להבדילנו.